Testing in the House Chamber, Legislator Day 12.
The House will come to order. This evening's prayer will be offered by Representative Wheatley. We'd ask everyone to stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Wheatley.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening in humble adoration. Lord, look down on this body. Bless each and every person that is here. Be with them as they return home. Father, bless the leadership in this room. And Lord, grant us the wisdom to do your will. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Franklin, Representative Winslow, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for the February 11th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Winslow moves the journal for February 11th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the House of the General Assembly, the clerk will read.
State of North Carolina, Office of the Governor, February 12, 2021. The Honorable Tim Moore, Speaker of the House. Dear Speaker Moore, pursuant to the governor's statutory authority to nominate members of the state board and commissions listed below, I request that the General Assembly confirm the following nominated individuals to serve on the following boards and commissions. I am grateful for their willingness to assume this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Warren Cooper.
Noted. Introduction to bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Shepherd, Hurley, Morey, and Potts, House Bill 71, Living Donor Protection Act.
Committee bills referred to the Committee on Health. If favorable, finance. If favorable, rules.
Representatives Lambeth, Kristen Smith, Wright, and Cunningham, House Bill 72, Audiology Modifications.
Health, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Moffitt, Lambeth, Goodwin, and Winslow, House Bill 73, Temporarily Waive Alcoholic Beverage Control Permit Renewal Fees.
Alcohol Beverage Control, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Warren, Blackwell, Howard, and Lambeth, House Bill 74, APSEED Pilot Projection Funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Cleveland, Blackwell, Hurley, and Clampett, House Bill 75, Government Retirees Tax Deduction.
Finance, if favorable, state personnel, if favorable, rules. Notices and announcements. And actually, the chair is going to make an announcement. The chair sent an email out earlier today. Previously had announced last week no recorded votes today. There will be no recorded votes tomorrow. There will, however, be recorded votes on Wednesday. The chair does not anticipate at this point that there will be recorded votes on Thursday. If that changes, the body will be informed on Wednesday of the same. Again, since we are under the emergency rules with COVID, we'll continue to operate under those where the proxy voting is permitted as well. Members are encouraged, however, to watch for notices as to committee meetings. Clerk, have any announcements? Otherwise, notices and announcements. If not, gentleman from Franklin, Representative Winslow, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do adjourn to reconvene on Tuesday, February 16th at 10:30 a.m.
Representative Winslow moves, seconded by Representative Sasser, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, February 16th at 10:30 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.